This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, we beam up with guest scientist Andrew Boyd. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them.
My father was never a fan of the original 1960s Star Trek series. He preferred the Time Tunnel, which thankfully wasn't quite as silly as yet another science fiction show, Lost in Space.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea provided us with week after week of forgettable episodes like The Terrible Leprechaun, The Plant Man, and The Monster from Outer Space. Still, it was fun to watch, if only to see the predictable scene where sparks flew from control panels as the submarine Sea View listed violently from side to side. One thing was clear. The submariners needed a good engineer. Star Trek had such an engineer in the likes of Lieutenant Commander Montgomery Scott, better known as Scotty. While Mr. Spock dealt with his emotions and Captain Kirk was off kissing aliens, Scotty stood forthright. Honest, hands-on, devoted to his work and shipmates, he was responsible for the care of the starship Enterprise. If Scotty had any fault, it was his love for this mechanical mistress. From the matter-antimatter integrator to simple bearings, Scotty felt passionately for his consort.
My poor bearings.
Scotty was also known for telling things like they were, more concerned with communicating facts than dressing them up.
We can't do it. If we keep this speed, we'll blow up any minute now.
And while he was willing to fight for the honor of his ship and captain, he sometimes demonstrated a lack of social skills.
Klingons call you a tin-plated, overbearing, swaggering dictator with delusions of godhood.
Is that all?
No, sir. They also compared you with a Denebian slime devil.
I see.
And then they said that you were...
I get the picture, Scotty.
We love Scotty because he's an amalgam of likable stereotypes about engineers. He's someone more at ease with machines than people, someone who likes to tinker. While these stereotypes display some truth, they really aren't a good characterization. Modern engineers do far more than build better mousetraps. They design computers, skyscrapers, and aircraft. Others improve the efficiency of manufacturing facilities or create stronger, lighter building materials. Years of college-level mathematics are required for professional certification. And every good engineer understands that a machine isn't a success until the public has had its input into the design process, until it has molded the machine to its needs. And through it all, engineers deal with humans, responding to society and shaping our culture. Engineering is far more than tinkering. It's a creative, intellectually challenging endeavor that continues to impact every corner of our lives. Yet most of us rarely think about how important engineers are.
Captain, what do we do?
I'm not sure, Scotty. Maybe we should do a radio program about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them.
Aye, sir.
Aye, indeed, Mr. Scott. Take us out of orbit. Warp Factor 2. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.